At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Alrighty, we are back. And John, do you know that rapper, what is his name, P. Diddley or...
Yeah.
You know, what's been going on. And by the way, you know, every time there's sex trafficking or there's a group, somehow the Clintons are involved. And here he's pictures with her and being out at his mansion. But here, these are the so-called the celebrities that are in a lawsuit against this sex trafficking on the raid that they had at P. Diddley's place. And here, these are the names. Stephen Aaron Jordan, a music producer, Young Miami, Prince Harry. Boy, every time there's one of these,
is that amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Here you got someone named Georgia Mask, Choir, Donald Lawrence, Cassie Ventura, the Clark Sisters, Bishop T.D. Jakes. We knew he was in some big trouble now. DeForest Taylor, Smokey Norville, Jose Cruz, Fahim Muhammad, and of course they're going to keep. They don't dare put Hillary in there. They don't dare put Hillary. Remember, she has the goods on everybody. Hillary can take anybody else down with her. All of those on the left. This is why. This is why they all of them, Chris Ray and the entire CIA, what's his name from the Department of Justice, the J.O. Justice Department. You know who I'm talking about.
No, Chris Ray.
Yeah, the head of the DOJ.
Garland.
Yeah, Garland. Okay. Merrick Garland, yeah. All of these people, they know not to out Hillary. You don't touch Hillary. No matter what she does, she smashes up her hard drive, she smashes the cell phone, she deletes thousands of emails. No matter what she does, she's got the goods on all of them. So they're gonna go the whole route for Hillary. But anyhow, we're going to play a clip. So go ahead and ring her on, Johnny. Young Johnny.
After the Department of Homeland Security's Investigations Task Force raided his home, rap artist Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, has been in the news quite a bit. And the more you look into the story, the bigger it gets. According to a recent lawsuit, Combs and several members of his staff have been accused of sexual assault, human trafficking, and operating a blackmail operation with hidden cameras that captured politicians, athletes, and members of the music industry in homosexual acts and other compromising positions. In declassified MK Ultra documents, we know that as early as 1954, in Operation Midnight Climax, the CIA ran several brothels with two-way mirrors set up where they would film targeted persons having sex with prostitutes. According to several close witnesses, Hugh Hefner was operating an extension of this blackmail scheme in his Playboy mansion. And of course, the infamous Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were involved in this as well, with close ties to Israeli Mossad and the British Crown's Prince Andrew. Sean Combs has been using his friendship with Prince Harry to lure powerful people into his own blackmail operation. But it gets much worse than just blackmail. Combs was allegedly drugging underage girls and trafficking them across state lines, and appears to be a pedophile. In a disturbing video, Sean Combs claims he adopted a young girl, Ava Baroni, who said that she was on the streets before he took her into his home.
Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Coombs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids.
Yeah.
Sean Combs appeared on Dan Schneider's TV show, All That, which notoriously employed several child predators who molested young actors on the set for years, all under the protected cover of Nickelodeon.
You know, in situations like this,
yeah,
I always ask myself, what would P. Diddy do?
What would P. Diddy do?
No, I don't know. Hey, let's ask him.
Son.
We can't wake up Shane.
Tell you what. Take this toy helicopter. Put it down his pants.
We'll do.
In light of this information, an old video with a 15-year-old Justin Bieber and a 40-year-old Sean Combs is rather unsettling.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
A series of recent trials and investigations appear to spell out a much bigger situation brewing in the background. In April of last year, movie star Leonardo DiCaprio gave eyewitness testimony in federal court to support claims that Praz Michel funneled over $20 million of stolen money from Malaysian billionaire Joe Lowe into Barack Obama's 2012 presidential campaign. Leonardo DiCaprio's film, The Wolf of Wall Street, was funded with over $100 million of stolen money from Joe Lowe and was likely given a plea deal in return for his testimony. On July 17th of 2023, 27 years after he was murdered, Las Vegas police served a new search warrant as part of their ongoing Tupac Shakur homicide investigation. 2 months later, Las Vegas police arrest Dwayne Davis, who, according to former LAPD detective Greg Kading, gave testimony in 2008 that Sean Combs offered him $1 million to murder Tupac. This criminal trail clearly leads to Obama and the satanic pedophile cabal that has been destroying America from inside the federal government. And while many of us remain cynical of ever seeing real justice, comedian Cat Williams predicted this would all come to light last January.
Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we're back. And they're going to reap what they sow. It's coming out, but it's going to be, this is going to be, a very perilous year. 2024, we're telling folks, coming this spring and summer, especially this summer. And this is why we're telling people that they really need to stock up on food and supplies. I would get stocked up now. A lot of people are stocking up. I've noticed that I've been watching, and more and more of them are going to, out here in our area where I live out there, there used to be like two salvage stores. Now their salvage stores are opening everywhere because of the price of everything is going up. And what's happening, John, not long ago, I would go into a salvage store. And because we would buy a lot of things, too, from the church, you know, where you could get them so much cheaper there. And, I mean, the goods are great. They're just if a case breaks open, then they can't sell it. You know, they have to sell it as salvage. They can't sell it just because the carton broke open, okay? But what happens is there used to be, I'd go into the salvage store, there'd be maybe, you know, maybe a dozen people in there. And their carts would be, you know, maybe a third or a fourth of the way filled for the most part. Today you go in there, and you might have 30, 40 people, and their carts are overfilled. People are stocking up because they can see what's coming. And I hope they continue to get stocked up because they're going to go after the food supply, aren't they?
Absolutely, Pastor Nick. If they've got the food supply, they've got the people. I mean, that's exactly what Stalin did in the 1930s. Those that disagreed with him, and the big area that disagreed with him was the Ukrainians. And there's no exact knowledge of how many Ukrainians he starved to death, but it was somewhere around 6 million, similar to the Jews being killed by the Nazis in Germany, or in Europe, rather. But, yeah, Stalin used food to starve out his enemies.
Yeah, he did, in fact. They actually had to make bread and things out of sawdust. They used instead of wheat and flour, huh? And people were actually eating sawdust at times just to have something in their stomach. And, yeah, it was a terrible, terrible time. And, of course...
Now, Pastor Ernie, the monsters that we have here in America are right out of Stalin's playbook. They're like the grandchildren of Stalin.
They are. And when we talk about that, folks, you better understand what we're telling you. You better be prepared. This is why I was telling you, look, God is listening. What does it mean, John, to repent? Does repent simply mean to say I'm sorry?
No, well, that's part of it, Pastor Ernie, but it's an actual act of the will where you're living your own life in sin and whoever knows, you know, could be anything. And when you repent, you turn around and face the other way, and that you're going to follow Jesus Christ and his word. So repentance, you know, I'm sorry for what I've done, but then the addition to it is turning. And
well, that's what that, it's a military term. Repent, about face, okay?
Right.
And it means to go in the opposite direction. So the people out there that are, when I give these phone numbers out, and all I'm asking the people to do is just write them down and call that. Just to write them down and call them. I'm not doing this for me, am I? I'm doing it, okay, and we're here, and when we're preaching and telling the people, we're just the messenger, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And so
most people, Pastor Ernie, don't have the ability, me and you have, to do research, because we've been doing this for years and we know where to look. So they don't know what's going on, we'll say, in pro-life. So you're here giving them the leads, and in this particular case, it's political for pro-life, so you can feed information out there that's vital for people to know.
It is, but you see, is not God that made the eye? Is he not watching? And he that made the ear, is he not listening to the people? He's giving the people the opportunity to repent, to go about. You know, God gave us three main missions in the Bible. The first one is, first and foremost, is the Great Commission. Now, does God expect people that are believers to actually do the Great Commission?
Yes.
So
the Great Commission, Pastor Ernie, could be your own family. It could be a neighbor. It could be someone at work. You know, that's fulfilling the Great Commission.
Okay, so the Great Commission is telling you to preach the gospel in season and out, to go out, preach it, teach it, and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, is that just for pastors to do, or are lay people supposed to do that too, people that aren't pastors?
That's for everybody, Pastor.
why aren't everybody that's professing to be Christians doing this? I mean, do you know that it's only around 2% of professing Christians actually pass out gospel tracts?
Well, now that you mention that, Pastor Ernie, I don't think we have time tonight, but that brochure that I wrote, The Final Battle Over Jerusalem and the Second Coming of Jesus Christ, is going viral in East Africa. Incredible, Pastor Ernie, and of all places in Pakistan. And I'd just like to say, if anybody, I'm mailing out free for 5 copies. If anyone was to go to my blog, MCT, it's very easy, mctbrochures.com, and you'll see the brochure there and how to contact me. If you send me your name and mailing address, I'll send you 5. And you could see the impact. Today, Pastor Ernie, I was at a restaurant, and I had to have my vehicle fixed. The battery went dead. And both the waiter I at the restaurant and the guy that came out for the battery, I simply said to them, are you following the Middle East and what's going on in Israel and Jerusalem? Both of them said yes. One was a young guy, one was an older guy. I said, do you know that that's right out of the Bible, Bible prophecy? Really? And I told them about Christ's second coming, the Jerusalem, and the plan of salvation. Both of them took it. I mean, they just, thank you, sir, thank you, thank you. It's very easy. God's prepared people now, Pastor Ernie, for the prophetic word. That, you know, maybe 1 out of 100 won't take it, but everybody else, when I talk to them, they grab it, Pastor, and they're following it, and they're afraid. They want to know what's going to happen.
Well, we know that's all of that's contained right there in the Word of God. That King James Bible tells you the past, the present, and the future, if you'll read it, huh?
That's the verses I use in that brochure.
All righty. We're going to talk about Nobel Prize winning medicine demonized as horse medicine.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, this Ernie.
By the fake media and the fake FDA. Go ahead and tell us about it, John.
Well, on this show, Pastor Ernie, I lose kind of time. I don't know when we started it, but I know you had the top medical people on, and then we promoted it, that ivermectin was like a super, I'm going to say, antibiotic. And it did kill worms. Yes, it did kill horses and cattle, and that it would kill worms. But in addition to that, it would kill viruses, and it would kill about anything that was not right in your body. And it was being used by many doctors to treat the patients with COVID-19. And the FDA found out about it, and Fauci found out about it, the CDC. And they had actually, messages on TV, advertisements and all, mocking the use of ivermectin and saying, you know, it's good for horses with worms, but do you want to take it? Do you remember that, Pastor Ernie, those advertisements?
Oh, I certainly do. And
even pharmacies, people going in with a doctor's prescription, they were overriding the doctor and wouldn't give the people the ivermectin. And they said it was blatantly telling people not to take it. Well, I don't know to the day. It was this week. I think it was just maybe Wednesday. Here's the headline. FDA surrenders in its war on ivermectin. In a historic win for medical freedom, the Food and Drug Administration has agreed to remove web pages and social media posts that urge people to cease using ivermectin to treat COVID-19, including the most viewed in the FDA's history. The settlement follows a lawsuit filed by the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit against the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services. The posts have started to come down, including a popular one titled, "Should I Take Ivermectin to Prevent or Treat COVID-19? No." It says no. So there you go, Pastor Ernie. They knew it. Folks, this was all lies. They knew they were lying to you. And I don't know how many people died, Pastor Ernie, because they weren't prescribed ivermectin. I don't know it. The numbers, I don't see it anywhere. Now, we know a lot of people died with COVID and the death shot and all. But many, many people died because of the lying Fauci, the lying CDC, and the lying FDA, and the pharmaceuticals. Ivermectin was a tremendous medicine to heal people who got COVID, but instead ended up dying.
Well, there was another one called hydroxychloroquine.
And that's been prescribed since the pregnant women since 1949. And used for malaria.
And immunosuppressive, all kinds of viral infections. It combats. Now, there was one fellow out there, a very well-known fellow, who he got COVID, and he was telling people to take hydroxychloroquine. His name was Donald Trump, and he was trying to promote hydroxychloroquine, telling people to take that. And, of course, the death culture, they wanted remdesivir. Kill the people off. I mean, it's a culture of death. The left is death. The death
yes,
of the left.
But what's hard is people have deified their doctors. So if the doctor mocks and says, oh, no, ivermectin is very bad for you, it's very bad, they'll just go along with what the doctor says. We can't do that anymore, folks. So that may have been all right.
That's changing, though, John. Let me tell you, because these doctors I've been hearing from, they are some of them are repenting, saying, I wish we had never listened. We didn't check it out. We listened to the big money people. We listened to Big Pharma. We listened to the hospital administrators. We went for the money. We did not listen, and we've lost so much credibility amongst our patients. Believe me, a lot of them lost so much credibility that they came out of that.
Well, that's true, Pastor Ernie, but how do you know? You'll have to, Pastor Ernie, the listeners are going to have to confront their doctors to see if they are what you say they are. In other words, you don't know. You have to test them. Doctor, do you believe that ivermectin is highly effective against COVID-19 and other viruses and things like that? If the doctor says no, that's it, folks. You have to do that now. You cannot trust them. You don't know who was bought off, who was sold out to the pharmaceuticals and all, and who is a real doctor that is concerned for your health. So you have to find that out.
You know, we had a...
Like that, Ernie?
Yeah. Well, there was one case of a young woman who was a doctor, and she was sold into the system, to Big Pharma, and I told her, I was explaining to her, well, anyhow, she mentioned to me, she kept mentioning this other fellow who was a full-bird colonel in the Army. He's a doctor, too, and he was kind of like her hero, whatever. And anyhow, and I was telling her, and she was trying to defend Big Pharma. Well, guess what? He told her in a conversation that exactly what I told her. And boy, she was completely taken back. She was absolutely, completely indoctrinated and beguiled by Big Pharma out there.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, there's no excuse for that, because she had access to the same information we had, right?
Yeah, she does, but they never really, when it comes to these drugs, they tell them, instead of telling them what's in that, they don't really spend much time in medical school and taking a look at what's in these things. They go ahead and they listen to the so-called experts from the FDA or from the drug companies, most of them, and... Now, the frontline doctors are different. The frontline doctors, they don't do that. They're just in the opposite. They they go by what actually works. They're the ones that promote, like Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Peter Glidden and them. They promote what actually is for real, what works.
Yeah. Now, this is a good example. What's happened to her, Pastor?
Well, they tried to take her license away from her.
Right, right. That's why people have to test these doctors, because the system is rigged for money and to exploit people and to bind up doctors so they can't tell the truth or go after their license and all. The system is rigged, folks, and you must, for your own health, your family's health, you must take it upon yourself to question these doctors about, are they real or are they just working for the pharmaceuticals? And Pastor Ernie, I know on this show, back then when COVID was really going, you had several doctors and nurses, remember? They were top notch.
We had the four top virologists in the world that rated.
Yeah, I remember it. You had, your listeners were exposed to the top, like, doctors and scientists that are, it's all proven true. Everything that you heard them say on the show came true, folks.
And, you know, the one is Zelensky, who was really outspoken. All of a sudden, he died very quickly after coming out and exposing this stuff. He died of some mysterious disease, didn't he?
He did, so. Mr. Ernie. And that is, there used to be, I don't know if there still is, but there used to be like a hit list, they called it a hit list, of doctors and research scientists and all who died like developing things that would be natural. You remember that, Pastor Ernie? I haven't seen that in years.
Oh, yeah, they exposed. They were exposing.
Ground.
Yeah, they exposed Big Pharma. You're right.
Yes.
And over 80-something, almost 90 of them were killed.
Yes. I mean, how many of these researchers and doctors, you know, commit suicide or drowned and there were mysterious car accidents? You know, that's not normal, folks. There really isn't. But there was, you're right, I think it was more than 100, Pastor Ernie. The last I remember, it was somewhere like 120, I think, that had died.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember exactly how many. I remember this, though, John. I had a husband and wife team that worked for the same big pharmaceutical company, and they come across some stuff that they knew that was harming these people, so they decided to be the whistleblowers and testify against Congress. And check this out. They went into their own offices, their own office where they, at night, to get the documentation, and they were waiting for them. And when they went in there, they tied them up in chairs. The crooked cops tied them up in chairs and interrogated them. And they were in there for a longest time. They were threatened with their lives, threatened and everything. And I had them on, yeah.
Excuse me, go ahead. No, finish.
I had them on probably 15 years ago.
There was a woman, an odd name, begins with an M. I just can't think of it now. But she exposed Fauci like 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Do you know of her, who I'm talking about?
Yeah, we played that clip of her doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And they arrested her without charges.
Yeah.
They had her arrested. She exposed Fauci. Wasn't it having to do with AIDS, with the development of AIDS?
I think it was.
Yeah. And she exposed what he was doing. And that he was the CDC had her arrested and held in prison without bail. And then what would happen is if she kept up what she was doing, they were going to put her away for a long time, never charged her with anything. She was never charged. And then she was blackballed. She couldn't get another research job.
So many of these doctors, too, had their houses broken into, intimidated. Fauci's a genocidal maniac, a murderer.
He'd fit right in with the Nazis. He'd be right in there with Mengele.
Him and And Bill Gates, too. Hang tight, John. We'll be back right after this.
Feels so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. Truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man for the kind to be scared. So I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died.
All righty, we are back. And I got to announce to folks that Doers of the Word Baptist Church, this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we're only going to have a morning service. There will be no afternoon or evening service, just a morning service this coming Resurrection Sunday. We believe that the family should start up with the worshiping the Lord in the morning. And we believe that they should be able to have that Resurrection Sunday dinner together as a family. We believe in families, right? And so, here, anyhow, so just wanted to announce that. Now, the Biden, well, there will be, I do want to say, we are going to have the morning Bible studies, both at from 8 to, from 8:30 to 9:30, and then from 9:30 to 10:30, there will be two Bible studies in the morning. And then the regular service starts at 11:30. Okay, and that is at 14781. That's right, I never give the address. That's at 14781 Sperry Road. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y Road in Newberry, Ohio. Right at the corners there of Route 87, State Route 87, and Sperry Road. So under the 800-foot tower, you can't miss it. Look for that 800-foot tower, and right at the bottom, it says where we'll be. Okay, Biden's, you know, John, we did a program, we did a clip here a while back about the rape tree. Have you heard about the rape tree?
Oh, yeah, sure, Pastor Ernie. That's right at the border.
Yeah. And anyhow, here, and these women are going through, and they paid her $7,000. They're told, you know, you're going to get raped at least once, and they have to agree with that, okay? And, you know, being raped is bad enough, but you don't know what kind of disease you're going to pick up, right? These guys aren't really too concerned about using condoms, are they? I mean, this is unbelievable. But this is what Democrats are all about. This is what Biden is all about, okay? And here, Biden's border bloodbath, illegal alien charged with raping a mentally incapacitated 14-year-old Alabama girl. Pablo Mendoza, he's another one of these guys that have been time and time again here. An illegal alien charged with raping mentally incapacitated Alabama teen. 23-year-old Mendoza, an illegal alien, again, with a number of charges against him. They just keep turning them loose and letting them go out and do it again. And people like Bragg there in New York City, these George Soros bought and paid for, these are judicial whores. They're judicial whores, John. You know, you just had a police officer, young police officer, murdered because of people like him. The guy that did it had been arrested I don't know how many times.
21 and, times, Ben 30.
And Bragg.
And the guy that, he was a passenger, the guy that was the driver had just gotten out for, I think, attempted murder or murder, and
yeah.
He had a gun on him. So they were lawless. The system is turning these people loose on purpose, Pastor. This is on purpose.
Well, you see in D.C. where they don't want veterans to have guns. They don't want veterans, but they want illegal aliens to be able to carry guns.
Yes, you're exactly right.
And it just gotten so corrupt. And these, again, are George Soros bought and paid for judicial whores. Now here, this young police officer who was murdered, Donald Trump went to the family asked Donald Trump if he would give him, he went there and he gave a eulogy for this young man. At the same time, remember, the Democrats are supposed to be for the working people. What a pile, what a crock. Obama, the Clintons, all of the top corrupt, I mean totally corrupt, were having $500,000 a plate dinner. Some of the things that was you'd have to pay $500,000 to get involved with. Just a few blocks away from where President Trump, the legitimate president, the real president of the United States, where he was giving a eulogy for this young police officer. I can tell you one thing. The cops in New York City and the cops in New York State, they're behind. The good cops, the clean cops, not the dirty cops, but the clean cops are behind President Trump.
Well, the police reflect the public best, Ernie. So, and the police are usually conservative. Now, there's always bad eggs and all apples in there and all rotten eggs and apples. But they're usually conservative, and that's why the hard left hates them. They hate the police, Pastor.
Well, they're doing exactly what cultural Marxism teaches them to do. It's the Antichrist system. Satan is totally lawless, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, that's where the Democrats are coming from. They're totally lawless. They only want to prosecute innocent people. Look what they're trying to do to Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Look what they're doing to the January 6th patriots. What that completely and totally corrupt January 6th select committee, every one of those people, and I pray that they all end up in prison, every one of them on that, I pray that they end up in prison. They knew what they were doing, and you had these people, the January 6th patriots that they went after, they are, these people, again, every one of those, including that mayor of Washington, D.C., and the whole complete corrupt system belongs, they belong in that dirty, filthy D.C. prison, don't they?
They do, Pastor Ernie. And I thought that California was corrupt and D.C. is corrupt, but look at New York. That governor of New York, she said the people, the businesses in New York are rattled by what they're doing to Trump because they figure, hey, if I'm conservative in New York, you're going to try and destroy me and my business, the way they're making things up. So that corrupt governor, Hatchell, is that her name?
Yeah.
She actually said, I heard her say it. She said, no, you don't have to worry in New York. Donald Trump is a special case. She actually said that publicly. And
yeah.
Then you've got that Letitia James, the Attorney General, ran on getting Trump. She ran on that. How in the world can they allow her to prosecute a case when she said that, elect me and I'll get Donald Trump. I'll find something. We'll get something on him.
Both her and that corrupt Judge Engron, before there was any trial, even long before, they both pronounced Trump guilty. They both pronounced, but long before that, again, but see, in that city, in New York, and that there, the corruption, that's normal because the corruption is so bad. That's why that young Marine that took that guy down, that crazy guy, defending people, trying to save people, that's why that corrupt, completely and totally corrupt Bragg, that persecutor, completely and totally corrupt, that's why he went after that young Marine. Anyone who's doing the right thing, they go after. These people, again, are judicial whores. They're right from the camp of George Soros.
They are. They are, Pastor Ernie. And the interesting thing about Trump, I followed Trump's case in New York City pretty closely. I got a good handle on what happened. And what they tried to do is they tampered with his financial statement that he put in for a loan. And it was huge amounts of money. Everything was paid back. No one lost anything. But they said that the value of his Mar-a-Lago was $18
million. Oh, brother.
And the property that he has, Mr. Ernie, not the house, but just the property, is worth an enormous amount more than that. And the house, I don't know what it's worth. Maybe it's worth $100 million. I mean, he's got an estate there on the ocean in Florida. So she had it assessed at $18 million, saying that Trump, like, overinflated it to get the loan. And the judge accepted that, and then he said Trump's guilty. Then they had the trial.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you know what? There wasn't a jury. They didn't have a jury. Trump.
They didn't have it. And then, you're right, there was no jury, only a judge. And then when the judge found him guilty, with penalties and all, they assessed him somewhere around $500 million. It was like $475 million. And they said he had to post, to appeal it, he had to post all of that money, $500 million, to appeal it.
What does the Eighth Amendment talk
about? They were gonna foreclose on his property. They were gonna try and take his property away from him.
What does the Eighth Amendment say about extraordinary fines in that?
Right, right.
So that's totally unconstitutional.
Well, the whole thing is.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't have a... Since when can he only be tried by a judge?
The only criminals in that court was Engron and Letitia James. They're the only, those are the real criminals in that corrupt, completely corrupt court there in New York. I mean, just totally corrupt, right?
I could go on and on and on what they did there, Pastor Ernie. And now this guy Bragg, this whole thing is all lies. There's a letter going back to 2004, I think, or 14, I forget now, with that guy Cohen, who used to be Trump's lawyer.
Yeah.
They have a letter saying that he did it without Trump's knowledge.
Yeah, well, that guy is shifty and slimy.
Well, he's been a proven liar on the Trump case there with Mar-a-Lago. Cohen has been proven in court that he lied. And now they're using him as a witness in the Bragg case against Trump. So the whole thing, Pastor Ernie, I mean, New York is gone. And here's another thing about this. Let's say, you know, Pastor Ernie is giving New York City a hard time, right? And you have a business there in addition to the church. Well, they could do what they're doing to Donald Trump. Well, you have a radio station, so that would give you an outlet. But someone that doesn't have an outlet, and they set that person up like they did to Trump, how could you win against them, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I know that.
Did it cost Trump? It cost Trump, and I don't know how much, millions and millions to defend himself.
Yeah.
They could destroy anybody. What they did to Trump shows that they can destroy anybody.
Well, you know, one of the good things, you can see Trump's got the Lord's anointing on him. And one of the things he's doing now is promoting the King James Bible, which praise the good Lord for that, okay? He's pushing the Word of God, and people are buying the Bible, the King James Bible, okay? And so, because it's got, he's in with another fellow, the guy that made that song, I'm Proud to Be an American. He's working with Donald Trump and promoting the Bible. So Trump has come out and said, we've got to bring America back to God again. And so there you go. Young Johnny, how much time do I have?
You've got about 6 minutes.
Okay, it's time, John. You've got 6 minutes. Do your thing. Give me a countdown, young Johnny, when we get down to about 4 minutes.
Okay. I like that, young Johnny. I like that.
All right.
Earlier in the show, Pastor Ernie mentioned repentance. And, in fact, in Luke 24:47, it says the Lord himself said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in my name through all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Repentance is essential for salvation. Salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is Christ died for our sins. He died on the cross, shed his blood for our sins. He was buried, and he rose bodily on the third day. That's the gospel. That's what we believe. But to be a genuine believer with power, you've got to repent. Because Christ just said it in Luke 24:47, that repentance and remission of sin is to be preached in my name throughout all the world, to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So what happens with repentance is you're convicted that my life is wrong. That's God's Holy Spirit working. That this is, you're miserable. You're in terrible bondage. You don't want to do this anymore. The sin, whatever it could be. And you now say, God, I repent of this. I turn away from that. I turn my back to that. And I now live with Jesus Christ and his word. That's the foundation then to confess that you believe Jesus Christ as the only sinless, only begotten Son of God, died on the cross, and shed his blood to pay the penalty for your sin. That's how, Pastor Ernie, how much time?
You've got about 3 minutes right now.
Okay. So, and then according to the gospel there, he was buried, and then the third day he bodily rose from the dead. So that's the foundation that you need to believe, become a real Christian in Jesus Christ. Now, he was raised in newness of life, and that's what happened. That's what should happen to us after repentance and confessing Christ. That the Holy Spirit works in our life, and as He was raised from the dead, so we, God will raise us up from the dead into a new life, that we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, and then we follow with baptism. That's really God's program. And then there's actually more to it about God wants to heal your broken heart. He wants to free your mind of bondage. And then it says, set at liberty them that are oppressed or crushed of the devil. So God's plan is salvation for you for eternal life, but He wants you to live in power right now. So if we follow God's prescription there in the scriptures, great things happen in people's lives, right, Pastor Ernie?
They can absolutely.
Whatever bondage they're in, it could be homosexuality, it could be sexual sin, pornography, it could be a whole drugs, alcohol. If you imply repentance, confess Jesus Christ, and then it would involve me praying for you, that you would now walk in the newness of life in Christ's resurrection. So you'd have assurance of eternal life and power to live now. Amen, Pastor Ernie?
Absolutely. Yep.
So I'll say a prayer and just let me know when this, we're almost out of time. Father, I bring all our listeners before you, and I pray that those that don't know Christ as their Savior would now repent, turn, and to follow whatever it is. They put their back to it. They look at Jesus Christ, His Word. They follow Him, and they confess with their mouth that they believe that Jesus Christ was the sinless, only begotten Son of God, who died on the cross and shed His blood. There's a penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. Christ took it.
1 minute.
He rose again the third day in power. And Lord, I pray that who's ever confessing now Christ, that newness of life would hit them and break whatever bondage it is, Lord. Whatever sin bondage will be broken right now, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and they would walk in the resurrection. They would live in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ and have assurance of eternal life. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.
Amen. Again, you know, I don't know what words there are to emphasize the importance of this. I know a lot of people just don't get it. I mean, they don't understand all of creation. And the power and the absolute authority of the King James Bible, they don't get it. They think, well, one religion's like another. They just don't understand the difference. And so, anyhow, we're at that time where we get it every night at this time, Big John. We're
okay. Pastor.
We say to all the folks out there, well, have a blessed Resurrection Sunday.
Resurrection.
We want to say good night. We want to say, God bless.
Yes.
And then we want to say always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fit de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.